Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
I've got some good news for you today from Mark chapter 2, verse 17. Here's the good news. The doctor is in and he's ready to see you. This is what I mean. I'm going to read to you Mark chapter 2, verse 17, where we read this. Jesus speaking, saying, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Jesus was accused of associating with sinners, and worst of all, at least the worst to his critics, was that the sinners liked being with Jesus. The scene here in Mark chapter 2 was a going away party thrown by Matthew, who was a new disciple of Jesus, who quit his job as a tax collector. Matthew, who is also known as Levi, invited all his friends, all his sinner friends, to meet Jesus before he left home to follow his master. In his circle of friends, Matthew had a lot of tax collectors and notorious sinners. But when these people met Jesus, many of them also wanted to follow Jesus. That's in Mark chapter 2, verse 15. This association with sinners outraged the religious leaders of Jesus' day. And when they accused Jesus of being a sinner because of all of that, then the Son of God answered with cool, unanswerable logic. A doctor should be among the sick. Now, this gives us a lot to think about. Jesus, the great physician, is our doctor. Our disease is sin. As a doctor, Jesus receives new patients. So, why don't more people come to Dr. Jesus for the healing of their sin? Well, some sick people don't know they're sick. You know, isn't it true that you can feel fine, yet still be in critical condition because of the disease of sin? Jesus performs an MRI scan on us, a moral resonance image. And he finds that we don't measure up to God's standard. We need the doctor, and the doctor is in. Some sick people think that they'll get better on their own. They trust in the power of their own bodies to heal themselves. Now, our bodies can do amazing things, but we can never heal ourselves of the sin disease. We need a doctor, and the doctor's in. Some sick people don't know that a doctor can help them. Perhaps they've been to a few bad doctors, and they are discouraged with all doctors. But listen, Jesus isn't just any doctor. He is the great physician. He's the doctor we need, and the doctor's in. Some sick people don't go to the doctor because they can't pay the bill. You know, some doctors charge a lot of money. But Jesus is the greatest doctor because he's always available. He always makes a perfect diagnosis. He always provides a complete cure. And he even pays the bill. Now, some sick people don't go to the doctor because they know what the doctor will tell them to do, and they just don't want to do it. So they put it off. And they tell themselves that they really will make an appointment someday, and they'll get that sin thing looked at, and so forth. But at the end of it all, they never come to the great physician. Now listen, you can say a lot about that kind of thinking, but you certainly cannot say that it's the doctor's fault. Friends, we need a doctor, and Jesus Christ, the great physician, he is in and ready to help us. I've got good news for you. Jesus, the great physician, he's ready to see you now.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.